You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here with my good friend, Cliff Shulman. And Cliff, I want to thank you so much for bringing Dwayne Martin in. What an amazing person. It's terrific to know that our community can put out superstars like this, and I'll bet you're not the only one in this debate thing that is a superstar as well. Dwayne, tell me about a couple of your friends that you do this with.
I have quite a few friends.
Who's on your team? Give them a shout out.
So we have Justice Garcia. We have Cassandra Martinez. We have Jana Rawls, Imani Shutchins.
They all come from the same high school?
Yeah, all from the same high school.
Okay.
We also have a few other students from Jackson High School. We have some students from
the Miami. Generals?
Yes, the Generals. Miami High School. We have some students
the Stingarees?
From, yes, some students from North Miami Beach.
Go Chargers! I'm a mighty Charger myself.
Some students from Edison.
Edison. Edison's the Red Raiders. Yes. See, I went to public school here.
Quite a few students from several other high schools as well, such as South Ridge and South Dade as well.
Sorry, it was from the north side. Those guys I don't know as much. So then tell me, you've met your friends. You're going to go on a debate trip. What happens when you go on a debate trip between the other debaters?
Usually there's a lot of frantic prepping on the bus.
You get together, you bond, create experiences. Yeah, it's like a fraternity, right?
Every single individual that I've met, like I've been in the program for 4 years now, all of these individuals I keep in contact with, and we talk about debates, we talk about prepping, we talk about life, we talk about school.
Hold on, stop right there. You talk about life.
Yes.
That's the most important thing you're going to talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you talk about life?
We talk about what being in debate can do and can help us and the individuals within our communities, and how many other individuals can we help within our community to essentially build this community and find a way out, essentially.
If you would do one thing to help somebody to come out of the community, you had all the power. You're now empowered. You're now the director of international peace and goodness, which is what you aspire to. What would be the first thing that you would do when you waved your magic wand?
Travel. I feel like traveling and gaining experiences, travel opens up your third eye.
Well, I actually think that it would be great if you traveled, because I think that you would export your goodness to people that don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's a great thing to aspire to travel. I think by traveling, you could certainly impact the world. And with that, I'm going to transition to what you do in Namibia.
In Namibia, we went to several different schools, and we also had the opportunity to speak to the ambassador of the U.S. ambassador of Namibia.
When you went to the schools, what did you do?
We taught. We taught math and science and reading.
How beautiful. How beautiful. This is amazing. How many more people are there like you that you know, Dwayne, in the debate program?
I feel like every single individual within debate is just like me. We all have the same aspirations.
So beautiful.
We all have the aspirations to do better and to help individuals that aren't ourselves, whether that be via scholarships, whether that be via even the simplest thing like helping someone prep that they don't know an argument about. Like small things like that happen in this community. We have a strong bond.
Wow. This is just amazing. You know, what you've done today is you've impacted many different people beyond just the ones that you touch every day. I want you to know is that the one thing that you did today is something that almost everybody can do, but very few people do. What you did today was you gave people hope. Hope's not just a town that Bill Clinton came from. Hope is something that's very valuable. That's the most important thing in life, but yet something that's missing from the place where you came. So when you travel around the streets where you came from and you travel around the world and you try to solve the problems, the most important thing you can do is to reach out and touch somebody the way you touched the entire audience today. To bring yourself to them, open yourself up, make yourself vulnerable, let them get to know you, because you can't give somebody a bigger gift than that, young man. And I want to thank you, Sydney. I want to thank you for dedicating your life to making the world a better place and putting up with old codgers like Mr. Shulman over there. And Cliff, I left you for last. I left you for last because you're the person that makes the whole thing go. you're the only one here that was here the last time, and I got a feeling next time you'll be here too. And I want to thank you. You know, you began the show by thanking me and saying great things about my wife, but I'm going to finish the show by saying great things about your wife. Lauren's here today, and Lauren's done so many things to make the world a better place. You haven't said much today, Lauren, but your spirit and your impact are felt every day by many, many people that will never get to know you. And that's right, we're going to end up with you, Dwayne. Because remember, all the things that you do are going to impact many people that you'll never meet. It's a big responsibility. You got to walk a very narrow, straight line. But when you do, you're going to find that the benefits are just so beautiful. Live your life in whatever way you want. Don't allow yourself to be bound up or done anything wrong that takes away something you see as an opportunity. Fight for everything that you believe in. And you want to know something? You're going to achieve it. I just know you will.